It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar Nguyen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Kim had a prior engagement, so Melanie will be my dining partner to help digest the latest health news. For several years, we've heard about the potential health risks of cell phones, the biggest being cancer. Well, recently, 200 scientists from over three dozen countries called for the United Nations and World Health Organization to tighten up regulations around these electromagnetic field exposures coming from handheld devices. Their conclusion? Cell phones should be regarded as a possible human carcinogen. Now, Melanie, we've covered a lot of health news here on this show, but this one seems to affect everybody listening. I mean, who doesn't own a cell phone nowadays? What's your opinion on these dangerous EMF waves causing cancer?
The answer to your first question, Dr. Friedman, is me. I don't own a cell. I have a little tiny flip phone. I don't use it, and if I do have to use it, it stays in my car in case of emergency, and I only use it with a speakerphone that's up away, way far away from me. It's very hard to hear, but I don't use one. So the best advice is not to use one, but since that's very undoable in this day and age, I'm scared of them too. I'm scared of people holding them up to their ears. Do you hold your phone up to your ear?
Well, I mean, if you hold it up to your ear, the big problem is not just the ear, it's these signals that are trying to constantly find the cell phone.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so it's anywhere in your body. But the big problem is you're actually putting it to your ear. You're getting this radiation, same kind found in microwave ovens, and most of that radiation goes into your body and your brain. But Melanie, it's not just cancer. It's memory loss, sleep, anxiety disorders.
Oh, yeah.
So in females, this one I'll ask you, Melanie, I don't get this. A lot of you females, of course, you're always the exception. Put things in your bra, especially your cell phone, and CAT scans have found cancer the size of a rectangle cell phone on showing up, which is, to me, the most objective proof that this is causing cancer.
Well, I think it is. And how about you men who put these cell phones in your front pocket, and then your testicles look like a baseball? And I'm hearing this, the testicular cancer is going up because men are putting their cell phones in their front jeans pocket. So I think that it's that. And what about the Bluetooths? They're saying those are just as bad now. And that anytime you don't want to get those EMFs, you're supposed to use a speaker and put it as far away from you as you can.
Exactly. And I'll bring up the Bluetooth, 400% increase in the electromagnetic wave signals. So you're bringing up a good point there. And like you said, the solution is like you're doing it. Speakerphone, that's the key, or use something. I like something called the Blue Tube. This is a tube that you put in your ear that blocks the dangerous waves. There's also a neat product out there, Melanie, called Vortex BioShield. It's an option. You can go on Amazon, find that. It's a little sticker, and you place it on your phone. It neutralizes the radiation. Or learn from teenagers. Texting is safer than talking. You're actually decreasing the wave. So texting seems to be the way of the future, and it's safer.
Well, it certainly seems safer until you get carpal tunnel on your thumbs and those frozen thumbs. You're a chiropractor. You know, there's we're going to see a whole new, plus the kyphosis in your neck and shoulders from staring down at that phone all the time. See, I'm not going to have that problem because I can't text.
Exactly. Well, you're one of the unique ones. But, you know, let's face it, the technology that we depend on daily, except for you, Melanie, is actually causing some serious high health.
I'm in the tech field, so go figure.
That's funny. Now, Mel, I'm like you. I say, honestly, bring back the landline. What's so wrong with coming home from work, checking your voicemail, and returning calls? Just saying.
That's what I do.
Do you have to really be in touch with everybody, every place you go, the bathroom, the car, the movie theater?
See what I'm saying? See, I agree with you. I come home, I actually have an answering machine. So I push play and it plays my little voicemails and then I write them down and I call people back. But, you know, hey, that is just me. So the secret, as you say, is get that speakerphone, get the Bluetooths off your ear, get the phones out of your pocket and your bra, and try and keep them as far away from your head and various parts as you can.
Exactly. Well, that's great. Well, our next feature is very interesting here. A national study reveals the primary cause of death in America. As expected, heart disease and cancer is the most common killers. However, that doesn't necessarily mean this is what kills most of the people. For example, those living in Maine and Wyoming are more likely to die of the flu. States that are known for mining, such as West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky, are most likely to die of lung disease. In Louisiana, syphilis is the leading cause of death. Shame on you, bead-swinging, promiscuous folks there in Louisiana. My advice for you is exercise some motivation and stop that unsafe fornication.
God, wrap it up. Really, that's the leading cause of death? Wow.
Yes. Now, in your state, let's look at you, Melanie, for Illinois. Kidney disease is the most common cause of death.
I saw that.
Wow. Now, does that mean maybe the state needs to offer more porta-potties so you stop holding in your urine so much?
Yeah, it could be. Or we just get so much protein from, you know, we're a meat state. And,
yeah, that
you know,
be
Chicago
it.
Has such great food. We get proteinuria. It could be that. Could be alcohol filtering through the kidneys, you know, affecting our kidneys and liver. Who knows? But, you know, now what about you, Dr. Friedman?
In my home state, people yep. die mostly from nutritional deficiencies.
Then
now,
you need
I believe
to get your
that.
Word out there more.
Well, here's the thing. We're the hub for barbecue and fried fish, so I believe that. And that's one of the reasons I live here. I want to help save people one plate at a time here in my home state. And these other things, some of them are shocking, but this one, dying in a boat or plane accident is the most common cause of death for Idaho and Alaska. And in
New
York,
well, I would think that makes a lot of sense, because to get anywhere in those huge states like Alaska, they take those little tiny planes. And with the weather being iffy,
yes.
you know, or boats, and they hit ice and they hit things, and, you know, so that would make pretty much sense. But it is very interesting when you look at some of these. Tuberculosis is in Arizona.
Yeah. Inflammatory disease of the pelvic organs is New York. Wow. Now here's one you would guess. Ready?
Texas,
ready? What would you guess for, Alabama? I don't know if you read all these, but what would you guess for Alabama? This is what I would guess.
Let me think. Fatty foods, maybe? I don't know.
No. Accidental discharge of a firearm is the
most
common.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes
death.
Sense, too.
Hey, Junior, go clean Daddy's gun for me. Okay, Daddy.
Wow. So, you know, I mean, it seems to follow along the stereotypes, Dr. Friedman. So what does that say? What advice do you want to give people from your words of wisdom about the fact of the stereotypes that sort of fit into these causes of death?
Well, some of them don't. Like, in Florida, HIV is the most distinctive cause of death. 15,000 people
Well,
died.
South
who,
Beach.
Who would have
and
thought?
Miami.
Yeah, that would have been Miami. So some of them you can kind of figure out. I guess what I take from this survey is that we're going to die of something, Melanie. Something's going to kill us. But what I learned the most today is I'm not going to be moving to Louisiana in my lifetime. And if I travel through the state, I'm not going to even make a bathroom stop, which means I'll probably die of Illinois disease, kidney disease, because
wow, you know, it's such
a state of syphilis.
It definitely is such an interesting study, Dr. Friedman. And when you look at these kinds of things, I wonder if it's going to make people change some of their habits.
Yeah, would hope so. It would make sense, you know, and it would shock me, as you'd think every single one of them would be heart disease, cancer. So it's interesting to see that while that's the big general, that when you isolate each different state, there are certain reasons that these people are dying. So it's definitely, and you know, I was kind of shocked. But like I said, you can't live worried about that. But I do, it does make sense in my home state. I barbecue every corner, fried chicken, fried fish. It's just awful. So, yeah, folks, so wherever you live, eat right, exercise, and just, you know, live to your good health. So very interesting stuff. To see the entire map of the United States and learn where your state ranks as the most distinctive cause of death, you can go to thetimesgazette.com. That's thetimesgazette.com, and see where you fall. If you have any news that you want us to chew on, you can email us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio, and you can join us again next week as we help you dissect the latest headlines. Follow our daily health tweets on Twitter @DrDavidFriedman. Stay well and stay tuned.